Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday the 17th of February 2009 and the title of this podcast is A Trip to Leavenworth. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. A Trip to Leavenworth, Beginners. About half an hour away from where we live is the town of Leavenworth. It is a fairly small place near very tall mountains and lots of forests. Nearby is a river called the Icicle, which is popular with tourists, kayakers, and campers. It is the perfect spot for a day trip. We chatted on the way, so the journey seemed short. When we got there, it was cold and dull, but the colour of the shops and the people walking about gave a cheerful appearance. We went into a restaurant that had exposed brick walls, large mirrors, and greenery everywhere. It was cosy and busy, just right. We had a delicious meal of crepes filled with vegetables and a creamy sauce. The food disappeared quickly. And then it was time for dessert. My mother had creme brulee, and I had yet another crepe, but this time stuffed with banana, chocolate, and cream. I haven't eaten like that for a long time. What a treat, and what a lovely time I had with my mother. After lunch, we spent about an hour wandering around this touristic town. One of our favourite shops was a high-quality gift shop that sold, amongst other things, German cuckoo clocks. They were very expensive, intricate, and they made a lovely, soft tick-tick noise. We didn't buy anything, but we had fun just window shopping. Advanced. If you have ever been to Leavenworth, you would say that it is a fascinating creation. Let me explain what I mean when I say creation. It was first established as a town around 1892. The Great Northern Railway had its headquarters there, and there was a large sawmill, which was used for the logging industry. However, when the headquarters were moved to Wenatchee, the town suffered economically. People lost their jobs and left. The big turnaround came in the 1960s, when an initiative to reinvent the town was agreed upon. It was to be transformed into a mock Bavarian town. The experiment worked. The buildings had facades put on them, and the tourists started to visit. It was a success. Now it receives hundreds of thousands of tourists every year. There are seasonal celebrations, like Oktoberfest and the Christmas lighting ceremony, which bring in floods of tourists. There is even a Nutcracker Museum which houses 5,000 nutcrackers. What an amazing adventure it must have been to turn a run-down town into a tourist attraction. The surrounding countryside gives it an authentic Bavarian feel, and even though the buildings are obviously not original, the town has the pull of a centre of entertainment. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn, that's libsyn.com, and have a look at the new look of my webpage, or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. You can also get to my webpage through iTunes. Go ahead and take a quick look at the new photographs. Feel free to send me a message at acupofenglish@live.com. I would love to hear from you. But for now, thanks for joining me, and goodbye, and I'll be talking to you next time. Thanks very much. Goodbye.